It's just another boring Monday, and there's nothing else to do. Now as we stepped out of the car, I heard someone behind me fighting. So I turned to look and find out what's the cause of this excitement. One brother was a dope fiend, and the other was a dope man. And the dope man had an AK, said he'll spray, and he's not joking. Well, it seems to be the dope fiend, or the dope man for his Prada. And he swore if he did not pay, he would end up getting shot up. Now I could not walk away, cause I got caught up in the scene, wondering what would happen to this poor and helpless fiend. While my homie Michael Cooley said, let's go and make our order. What's the use in watching 2 men stand out here fight over quarters? Well, I walked inside the diner and all the dope fiends waved to me. Heard the sound of several gunshots and I ran outside to see all the people in the diner and outside to see the big show. It was just another party for them to see just who they would know. But for me, I felt concerned. I wanted to go see the outcome. Would a mother have a son tonight, or would she live her life without one? I made it to the streets, I almost cried right on the spot. Not only had the fiend died, but a small girl had been shot. And my heart could take no more, I felt a tear roll down my face. That was daddy's bullet, but she took it in his place. I tried to make my way through the crowd so I could go help the baby. She could barely speak, but she whispered, mister, can you please save me? So I screamed out, someone help me, but I don't think they could hear. And if they did, they didn't care. Oh, how I hated everyone there. The baby lie here dying, and I wondered, what could I do? The cameraman and newspapers had come to get their interview. To them it's just a story, and they can't see the tragedy. To them it doesn't matter, cause it ain't, it wasn't their family. I don't think I'll be back, cause it'll never be the same, yeah. So I wipe away the tears and leave the scene the way I came here. Though some people say it's crazy, and the fool could have been finer. Never forget.
They call me E7L. People know me as Shock G, the Packet Man, the original freak of the industry, the satin of panties, touching down, going way back, show. You feel me? I heard me, going way back, show.
Underground. Peace to my homies in the underground realm.